Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Darren J. Beatty will be joining us with major breaking news concerning the false flag provocateur event that was January 6th and how the deep state is attempting to use that event as the pretext to trigger a open purge of loyal, good Americans and use a civil war they will then trigger and that they will actually carry out attacks against themselves. A full spectrum dominance operation that they believe will deliver them victory over this country and then the world, because if you can capture the United States, you're able to capture the world. This is all about global domination. And the globalists running the country are, again, amongst the very nastiest people on the planet. A lot of incredible information has come out in the Ghislaine Maxwell pedophile trial, and I got to some of that yesterday, and I forgot to tell the crew to pull that out of the strata of yesterday's stack. And then I've also got all the new news that is coming out of that trial, but there's not a lot because they're trying to suppress it. But what is coming out is just confirming just how horrible and bad this whole system was and how the criminal corporate deep state uses sex crimes against children as the filthy glue that holds this whole house of cards together. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will be detailing it. Mr. Beatty will be joining us, Professor Beatty, one of the former advisors of President Trump, in the second hour today. And then things got so busy in the last week that I never released part two of the General Flynn interview that's just as powerful as part one. And the part two, we also interview Patrick Berg and General Flynn's very articulate, smart brother, Joe Flynn, filmmaker, and more. So that is all coming up in the third hour today, and Owen Schroyer as well. I have been hit with just such epiphanies of how crystal clear all these things are now. We have all the documents. That early this morning, doing some research and then later driving into work, I just sat back and saw their whole plan so crystal clear. And a lot of this we've already covered, but man, this is just horrible. This is absolutely horrible. And once the eye of Sauron is upon you, you're either going to push it back and stop it and vanquish it, or it's going to destroy you. I mean, this is a death battle to the end. They're never going to stop until they've shut this show down and put me in prison. There's no doubt about that. And I don't feel sorry for myself for that going on. It just makes me really be concerned for the country and the world, because they are literally trying to take me off the air to get to you, as Trump always says. They're coming after me because they want to get to you, and they are just absolutely out to get you because your ancestors were Christian. Even if you aren't Christian, you have to understand this is spiritual. And the birthright this country has. And that's why I've got to get to all the news that's on the plate today, but also talk about the big picture here. But the fact that the energy secretary is just a PR front person. And she said a few weeks ago that, oh, it's a good thing we're raising your gas prices. And then now she says, oh, no, we're not the ones doing it. It's just incredible. I mean, these criminals know exactly what they're doing. So we'll look at that as well and more today. This is a big broadcast. Last day before such an important Christian holiday that the Satanists hate, Thanksgiving. But I give thanks to all of you and your support and our brotherhood and sisterhood that we have together. We are family. InfoWars, get prepared. Mega blowout sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy. A listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus for the PQQ, the CoQ10 to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste, similar to our previous Coral Fighting Toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
And winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when Dylann Roof went into a church in South Carolina and shot and killed 9 innocent black worshipers, I hated him. I was disgusted by him. But then when the media blamed me and said it's because white people are just evil in general, it made me really disgusted by those monsters aiding and abetting the hate that young man was involved in and helping that blossom and grow so that there would be more racial attacks on white people and vice versa, getting a civil war started. But then last night and this morning, I was thinking about CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NPR and the New York Times and the Washington Post and every other BBC, you name it, all up there working so hard to cover up what Daryl E. Brooks did, who drove zigzag trying to hit as many people as he could like it was a video game, who ran over children, another of which died last night, little boy. And then all his postings about somebody needs to start killing white people and whites are inherently evil and his support of the Democratic Party and BLM, and to have them cover that up makes them accomplices to the murder. Do you understand that if somebody murders people, your neighbor, let's say, murders their wife, and you try to cover it up to the police and say, oh, I saw it, it was an accident, she slipped down the stairs, he didn't bash your brains out like the police say, and you're lying about that, you now are an accomplice to the murder after the fact, because you're covering it up. That's in law. If you know your neighbor is shooting child porn, and you help cover it up, you're now an accomplice to child porn. So the funny thing was, I wasn't talking about this morning, and I went for a hike with my son who came over and visited. He doesn't live with me. He's 19. Went for a hike early morning. Got back. My wife was up making breakfast for my 4-year-old daughter. And I'm sitting there drinking coffee at about 7:30 in the morning, looking at my 4-year-old daughter drink orange juice. And my son had just left to go back to his house. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about how sick it makes me that we live in a country where we've allowed these type of criminal organizations to sit up there and foment and say whites are inherently evil and cover up all the black on white crime that's used to be 10 to 1 black on white. Now it's over 20 to 1 in many cities and growing. And so sad, because that rips communities apart. But it is a minority of black people that are literally on like a jihad against whites, and it's all psychological warfare. It's all psychological programming, and it's the manipulation of the weak-minded. And you have the culture and just the evil and the darkness and the drugs and just what's going on, and it's scary. for everybody, because this is being done by design, and it's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary talking to the head of a university psychology department about how they've got to intensify the culture wars to divide the country to control them. Because poor people want a better life. And she's like, yeah, these damn poor people, remember? These stupid baristas, what do? They want a better life. Well, just intensify culture war so they're all fighting with each other. That's in the stinking emails. And we sit here like fools and watch this unfold. So that's their plan, and that's what they do. And I was sitting there thinking about how sick this makes me, and my wife comes over and starts putting food on my daughter's plate, and then she burst into tears and sits down and starts sobbing like I've never seen her cry. And I've been with her 7 years. Girlfriend I met during my divorce, you know, and after I married and had a child with her. And I said, what's wrong? Would somebody die? Did you just hear families? What the hell's going on? She goes, it's the children. Why would you run over children? And she's just retching and pouring, crying. And then she grabs my four-year-old daughter and goes, no one, I don't want one to hurt you. And that was a normal response of a woman knowing there's psychotic killers running around, killing people because of what color they are. Because a four-year-old little girl or a five-year-old little boy, whether they've got brown skin or white skin or whatever color skin they got, they don't deserve some drugged-up devil worshiper, and that's what this is, to run around selfishly, acting all cool, playing their gangster rap, running over the white devils to, you know, get some in on Rittenhouse, the white supremacist. And so Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all the MSNBC hosts and the CNN hosts, every one of them is your enemy. Every one of them hates your guts. Every one of them is part of a criminal globalist cabal, along with the Democratic Party and the Justice Department and the lawyers and just all of them. They're trash. They're scum. Using psychological warfare to do this and then to cover up what this guy did. Because if we use this as an example of what not to do, it created some shame in the hearts of evil haters. Whether it's a black guy killing white people or a white guy killing black people, then this would stop. But they don't do that, just like with school shootings. They hype every school shooting up and give incredible attention to the killers, knowing that it's going to create copycats. And in all the Democratic jurisdictions, they cover up people planning the shootings. They protect people planning the shootings. Hell, the Walmart shooting in Texas and others, it turned out, were leftist. In almost every case, it's black trench coats, devil worshippers, people into death. Instead of committing suicide, they don't commit suicide by cop. They don't commit suicide. It's another option now. It's go out and just kill some people at Walmart. And the media sits there and then misappropriates it almost every time and says, well, they were white, so they did it because they were racist. And then it turns out it's the opposite. They're just a devil worshiper. Or they're an Antifa. But then when it's cut and dry, a black supremacist crazy person who goes out and zigzags through a town parade they have where the middle schoolers and elementary students and everybody can go out and run around and be recognized by the town and have fun and get their adrenaline up and just have a event. But here's this guy programmed into tribal thought. Hey, there's that town that's mainly white. 20 miles away, I'll drive out of Kenosha, I'll drive out of Milwaukee, and I'll go over there and I'll just run my car through a bunch of people. And when I do it, when I kill six people and injure over 40, they say more are probably going to die. Some are brain dead. He's a hero. He's a good man. The left said all over Twitter, well, this will teach you white people. And it was mainly weird white professor types programming who know exactly what they're doing, even though it'll come back on them. So they're planning to launch a civil war in this country. And they're planning to brand January 6th as a premeditated attack on the Capitol by myself and Trump so they can try to arrest me in the near future so they can then detonate bombs around the country and claim that it's the resistance doing it when it's going to be them to roll out full-on martial law. They've just gotten started with the COVID martial law and gotten that idea introduced. This is what they're going to do in the next 10 and a half months before the midterms.
They're going to end the country because they know they've lost the public. The public's coming together. Black Lives Matter has a 20% approval rating. The Democrats have a 30% approval rating. They're the occupying foreign evil force, and all they've got is race war left as the cover for martial law. So no one should be violent. No one should go out and offensively attack anybody. And anytime you see one of these events, you're going to need to go out and document it, knowing that it might be your footage that gets the truth out of what happened. Because if there wasn't all the footage of this, they would say a white supremacist attacked that crowd, and they would say the victims were black. In the UK and in Germany, when Muslims and others attack and kill Europeans, they will say and lie on the news and say it was a German or say it was a Brit. That's the next level of this, because they want to keep those groups stirred up and angry and attacking, because they can use them anytime they want with the media to snap the fingers and have a mostly peaceful protest where major cities burn down and people get killed. And who leads it? White people in black uniforms with their faces covered out stirring up the inner city crowds. We even got the IMF World Bank documents on that. And the Soros documents 5 years ago, where they actually planned that with the local police in blue cities they control. So this is it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Covering with Dr. Darren Beatty, who's been at the center of Tucker Carlson's in-depth investigation into the provocateur deep state actions on January 6th and that false flag event that was triggered but misfired. It was meant to be at least 50 times to 100 times worse. So they already had their scripts ready about this is as bad as Pearl Harbor. This is terrible. They tried to trick Q people under federal command that they were actually under Q's command, the president's command, to actually go in with weapons, but they didn't do it, and to actually attack members of Congress, but they didn't do it. And that's why the feds have dropped at the low level the official story that it was commanded by Trump and myself, is because they know the investigation continues into a higher level group. It's going to run right into the FBI running it. And the same FBI agents that ran the attack on Governor Whitmer and that whole staged event were also brought in to run this one. And we know their names. We know who they are. I mean, so I'm risking my life exposing all this because I can't be a coward. But you know, they've subpoenaed myself and Rogers so they can then say, oh, you lied in your responses. You're going to jail. And they will indict us in D.C. with a kangaroo court that has the same value as North Korea. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And people say, well, you should need to back off. Well, you know, look at you. You stood up to evil. It's coming after you. You know, God's real and God's watching, and that's who I'm afraid of. And I did some bad things when I was younger. And so if I get put in prison or I get killed fighting evil, hopefully that takes the dark mark, the evil mark off of me, and I can be with God in the future. So I'm not worried about these fake judges and the corrupt FBI. They got God to deal with, too. Because believe me, God's real. God's 100% real. And you better get your relationship right with God. Because that's what this is all about. People say, how are you handling all these attacks and all the things? I expected to be attacked. Every day I'm not in prison or pushing up daisies is a good day, as they say. But I'm not going to do things that appease the system. So I could sit there in some mansion on the beach somewhere and have some plastic wife and fake friends and be part of this evil. It's empty. My life is so incredibly full being real. Everything. Food just tastes so much better. Music sounds better. Everything is just so much more intense because I'm walking with God. And that doesn't mean I'm up here on some high horse like some holy man. And I'm telling you, listen to me, I walk with God. I mean, I have got discernment now. I have understanding. I have been read in to the higher order at a low level. But I can see the steps now up to the white throne. And I want to be on my knees before it. I want to be beside God. I want to be there under the fire of God's glory and strength. Like Jimi Hendrix says, let me stand next to your fire. I don't want to be in hell with the fire of evil. I want to be with God in the fire of love and justice and completion. I'm sorry I'm preaching, but there are no atheists in foxholes. And make no mistake, it is our children that are under the attack. Fauci's back on the news saying we're going to start injecting newborn babies as early as the first quarter. That's 2 months away. That's less than 2 months away. They're making their move for our children, and he frickin' licks his lips when he talks about it, and he's so damn evil, and the cover matches the interior. That guy just is Hitler 2.0, man. And you notice that's why they radicalize and make everything race and people that work for the corporate media should be so ashamed of themselves. And the people that serve this system are just absolutely cut off from God. I mean, you people are crazy. But again, you never figured out that there's a good side. You just serve evil and you want to be at the top of the charts and the heavyweight champions are being bad. So you got the big guy to deal with. I'm going to stop right there. When I read the media and I see the national news, I mean, I've got dozens of clips here. You've seen them where they are like, oh, there's an accident. He just came off the side of the highway and accidentally did this. And Chuckie Schumer's like, well, the Democrats passed an infrastructure bill. This won't happen once we've got these racist roads dealt with. He actually said that. Imagine the implication. This black man didn't know how to drive a car, and so that's why he came off the highway and ran everybody over. No, that was the Black Lives Matter earlier this year in Seattle, or was it like last year, when hundreds of people ran out at 1 a.m. onto the highway in front of drivers, and by the grace of God, it was a black driver, I feel sorry for him, running over people that ran in front of his car like deer do, or, you know, geese will fly in front of your car too, buzzards. And I've had a buzzard fly in my car and break the windshield back when I worked on a ranch. The point is that, oh my God, a white person killed him, oh my God, because they were all out there trying to get hit by cars, basically, so they could say, oh, it's a replay of Charlottesville. And, oh my God, all white people are to blame for one woman dying at Charlottesville. On and on and on. Now they've run over 40 plus people, six of them have died, another little boy's died. And we get to hear all over the news, oh, it was the vehicle crash. It was the car crash. It was the SUV crash. Yeah, he was really bizarre. He shared Hitler memes. That's a weird thing about the super left, too. They have like a weird Hitler fetish. Usually they're pedophiles. He said he was a pedophile. He was a convicted sex trafficker. But Daryl E. Brooks, now the police are reporting that they had the video. He zigzagged. Oh, but we're not going to see the video of the up close. Oh, it's Charlottesville when the car crashes into people. All the photos, it's all over the news, it's everywhere. But in this case, we don't humanize the little kids he ran over, people he zigzagged through. No, no, no. And it gets worse. We'll show you these photos coming up. They've lightened his face on CNN and the Washington Post, where he's whiter than porcelain. They actually put a filter on the mugshot to subliminally, again, say it's a white person doing it. There it is on screen. Again, it'd be like if the white guy goes in and shoots the poor black people in South Carolina at the church, and then you just say a black dude did it. It's the same level of lying. But it shouldn't matter. It's a crazy, bad, evil person that did this, and we say it's wrong, and we try to stop it in the future. But in Europe, it happens so much, in all the major meeting places and town squares, they put up the freedom barricades because of these people attacking. So it's hard to look at the victims because it humanizes them and hurts my heart. But Waukesha Christmas parade suspect appears in court as sixth victim, 8-year-old boy dies. Waukesha suspect shared social media posts promoting violence towards white people. 8-year-old Waukesha terror attack victim Jackson Sparks died from injuries sustained on Sunday. Look at the big man that killed him. Oh, such a big man. You ran over a little kid. You showed that white devil. Boy, I bet he was an evil. You know what? I bet his family starts getting a little racist now. See how that works, dumbass? Daryl E. Brooks, what a moron. What a big, tough guy. Now, he didn't go find Kyle Rittenhouse, who he thought was evil, and said he needed to die. No, no, no. He would find a little kid. Too bad there wasn't a Kyle Rittenhouse there to kill your ass, you murdering racist scumbag. Daryl E. Brooks, you monster. Got a bunch of other little girls fighting for their lives, too. Look at this little girl fighting for her life right now. Yeah. We'll tell you about her coming up. All you big, tough people, man, gonna take out the evil white devils under the orders from Klaus Schwab.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and TurboForce, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And that's what Daryl E. Brooks thought. He thought, well, this evil white supremacist, you know, just killed three black people. That's what mainstream news says. Kyle Rittenhouse, so I've got to go out and strike back. Well, there's a predominantly white suburb close to here. Let me go kill them. That's what he said all over the internet. So he said, why don't cowards just go kill these people? And again, that's the same evil spirit that was in Dylann Roof when he went into a black church, people didn't even know, done nothing to him, and he killed 9 innocent black people. I mean, if he hates black people so bad, why did he go find, like, black pedophiles or black criminals or people that had done something wrong? If he hates black so much, you know, no, it's got to be black churchgoers worshiping Jesus. Because it's an evil spirit, folks, that hates Christians. And it just happened again. You've got a brown-skinned demon doing what a white-skinned demon did. Now look at that demon. Mentally ill demon. And then going to a parade and running over elementary and middle school kids. Oh, that's real, real manly right there. I mean, it's hard to top shooting 9 adults at church just because they're black and Christian. But this guy wants to kill kids. And he tells you in videos, yeah, I'm a pedophile. Big deal. I pimp out little kids. What's up with that? He thinks being exploitive is powerful. He thinks sex trafficking people is cool. And you know what? Biden agrees with him because that's who these people are. Psychic vampires. They are a pedophile army. And they got pink skin, and they got brown skin, and they got black skin, and they got yellow skin, but they all got the devil inside. Like those old chips you say, Intel inside, or, you know. No, devil inside. Devil inside. Devil inside. Every single one of us has the devil inside. Yeah, and that's why you want to get it out of your life and push it down as small as you can get it instead of letting it grow until you destroy yourself and a bunch of other people. And everything, you know, the symbol of the cornucopia is of plenty and bounty. And so it's a symbol of Thanksgiving. It's an old Greek symbol, but it moves in as a symbol of the bounty. Well, what comes out of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order and Bill Gates? You'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, you'll eat bugs, and you'll drink sewage water, and you'll live in big, ugly government housing buildings where they can control you and dumb you down and force-feed you murder music and ship drugs in so you all kill each other. And that very same group that took the black community that had a lower illegitimacy rate 60 years ago than whites and now has the highest illegitimacy rate in the world. That's scientific control. Because the black folks, you know, Nietzsche said that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. So I don't defend segregation or any of that. But black folks understood this is about a class thing. If we get our own businesses and our own money and dress nice and believe in ourselves, we defeat people saying that we're inferior. Which was a minority of white people, but it was still the system still in place, so it's hard to change that system. Now, what are black people like? On average, with the type of gangster stuff you see, people that commit these crimes, the opposite of what black people were 60, 70 years ago. The polar opposite, and the media did it. And now the media is promoting that culture that is not black culture, that is not American culture, with Colin Kaepernick showing a bunch of black men saying they're all slaves because they're in the NFL. And it's so fake and so ridiculous, it looks like a 2-year-old's doing the acting. But people like numbskull Daryl E. Brooks, he thinks he's a hero. He thinks he went out and showed the white people that, hey, next time we're in a multiracial neighborhood burning down your houses, you better not fight back or we'll run you over at parades. Wow, you really showed us, Daryl. You really showed this little boy. You killed 8-year-old Waukesha terror attack victim Jackson Sparks, died. He fought on a few days because his head was run over. And his guts were hanging out his body. But you know what? He's dead now. You sure showed him you're a real man. Six victim dies, an 8-year-old boy, after Black Lives Matter supporter barrels his SUV through Waukesha Christmas parade. What's worse than that? The police now say he drove diagonally through people, like in a zigzag. When people would run, he would chase them down. Media refers to black extremists' deadly ramming rampage in Waukesha as a parade crash and an accident. They're still doing it. Christmas parade killer drove in zigzag pattern to hit as many people as possible. Infowars.com, the link to the police reports, which you'll never see on the news unless you share it. Look at this white devil. Waukesha Christmas parade victim, Julia. Julie's in the fight of her life. She's a victim of the senseless violence at the Waukesha Christmas parade. Julia was marching with the parade with her dance team. Oh, my gosh. Bringing a smile to everyone's face because this is who she is. Everyone that knows the little girl knows the joy she brings to the world. She has a heart of gold, a smile that can light up the room and is lovely by so many. Julia has suffered brain trauma and is currently in the ICU at Children's Hospital. Any donation, large or small, will help the family. There's the link at GoFundMe. I'm surprised GoFundMe hadn't taken it down. I mean, she's a white devil. Good Lord. What is the new Black Panther Party, totally funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others? What do they say? They say, don't kill the white babies. Well, that little baby will grow up, even if it's a woman, to be a military manufacturing center. And every 9 months, she lays down on her back and reinforcements roll out. That's all ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, venom. The globalists are exterminating Africa right now, collapsing it, and then meanwhile running around telling black people, go kill white people, go rob white people, be a thug, exploit women. All of it is a vector point, because the enemy will attack the weakest point where they think they've got control. Well, black folks were oppressed in this country, and so they hit the point where they had control, where the state could come in and help the black people. And boy, they sure helped them, didn't they? I don't want any of that help. I don't care what color you are. You don't want the New World Order's help. You don't want the government's help. You don't want NPR's help. You don't want CNN's help. You don't want to be anywhere near these people. You want to be on your knees before God with a relationship with the creator of the universe that made you and knows you're amazing. Because you're a transcendent being that's more than what color you are. That's what you need to be. You're not going to get salvation. You're not going to get satisfaction. You're not going to get anything out of worldliness and devil worship. But death and destruction and a civil war. When we come back, I've got more. I've got the energy secretary, but I've got to hit this. I'm going to show you actual video. There's hours of this, of worship, the left worshiping pedophiles. Pedophile worship straight ahead. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
About a year and a half before they launched the COVID-19 Great Reset Operation Lockstep program that I've been desperately warning you was imminent. And so now, next hour, I'm going to tell you what's imminent again. It's race war. They've been desperately trying to trigger it. There is a way to stop it. We can do it together. We have to recognize the enemy is the New World Order. It is the corporate media. They're the ones playing us off against each other. Yeah, we got differences. Everybody's got beefs. There's been problems. Things have happened. We got to forgive each other. Go to the next level. Or they're going to be able to pick us off one by one. You must unify now. Unify under God. Unify under truth. Unify under our republic that's not perfect, but is a shining example of where humanity could go. And it's something that's an example against the globalists that they want to get rid of. We're not going to let them do it. This challenge is not our defeat. This challenge is our greatest moment preparing to happen. This is the time that people of old wish they lived in. This is a great time to be together. This is an amazing time to be born in and to live in, to have a chance to be here. And what I believe, what I know, is the launch point of humanity's next level. Okay, pedophile worship. I'm not going to list all the city council videos we've got, and county commissioner videos, and Blue's Clues on PBS, and all of it, where they promote children having sex with adults, or women in a satanic ritual, that's what it is, in public schools and libraries and other facilities, bringing little children in to sit on the laps of horribly disgusting-looking men in clown outfits, and saying, this is a woman. It's one thing to say a man is a woman if the man looks like a woman, has a proclivity to be a woman, had some idea that's what they want. And they're not after children. That's their choice. This is disgusting men in clown outfits, big fat pedophiles and pedophile supporters literally coming after our children. And the not even subliminal messages of Moloch in the video with children being given to the devil to be sacrificed to it in the Blue's Clues. It's everywhere. And then footage out of Kenosha, and footage out of Portland, and footage out of New York, and footage out of Seattle. And I just saw footage out of Dallas. It's on Bandai Video, one of our contributors, of people out there defending JoJo Rosenbaum, who raped at least, you know, they only catch one out of 10 or so. So you did, obviously, I would guess much more. Five little boys as young as, what, 8 years old? He would grab children out of parks, throw them in a gully, and sodomize them. And now, Annie Nago, a hunted man, but he got the footage, and it's not just his. I mean, this morning at like 5 a.m., I watched like 7 of these videos or 8 of these videos. It's up close of them just worshiping Rosenbaum. Say his name. They didn't say the name. You don't see the Antifa scum saying the name of the little 8-year-old that got run over and died, took 2 days to die. 8-year-old Waukesha terror attack victim Jackson Sparks. They don't want the name of Jackson Sparks said. No, no, no. Or the names of all these other people, like this little girl, Julia, fighting for her life, ran over her head on purpose. No, 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 no. They don't want you doing it. No, no. They want you to say his name, Joseph, child rapist, coward, scumbag, Rosenbaum. Here it is.
Say his name!
Joseph Rosenbaum!
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 And notice the symbol of these evil ring rays is the mask they all wear. That way they can all wear their mask and go out and commit their crimes and promote pedophiles and everything else. And this is another group of people under slavery, under satanic bondage, marked for death by their masters. Because remember, these people are all being destroyed by the globalists. They're all the ones taking the shots. They're having the heart attacks. They're having the blood clots. They don't care because they'll do anything their God wants. They'll hand their children over to it. They'll go to drag queen story time. They'll do whatever they have to because they love death. Let's play this clip. This is a reporter asking to leave the jihadi squad lady. Have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's in federal prison? Tlaib, everyone like, oh my God, we're just not releasing. We're just going to release everybody. That's not what I'm saying. Reporter, that's what your bill says. But they're going to be selective. Oh, no, no. Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Oh, there'll be no clemency there. It's their people. That's what communists do. Remember General Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, head of the HAARP program, head of secret space operations. I mean, he was read in at the highest level. And he said, on my show many times with Percy, he said, listen, Jones, there's a communist program. Powerful corporate forces are using communism as a takeover. And he just explained that it's a program. And when you see them try to legalize and release violent offenders, that's when you know they're about to have a violent uprising because they're promising to their people, you can commit all the violence you want, and once we get into power, we're going to let you go. He said, that's when you know they're making their move. I said that on my show 25 years ago. And here we are today, and it's happening. So here is one of the horsemen getting caught even on mainstream news and BS. Here it is.
In 2020, you endorsed the BREATHE Act, which is a series of proposals to transform America's criminal justice system and create, quote, a roadmap for prison abolition. The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody. That's not
that's
what I'm...
What That's
yeah,
nice.
But did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you says release everyone.
But
in 10
years, but think about it, who will release
you? But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. So, but you're saying, do you mean that you don't actually support that?
No.
You endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at federal the policies and how we incarcerate. Absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants that. That's not what I'm saying.
But that's like in plain text.
Because they're not going to release this, everybody. Only the hardcore leftists that will commit crimes and murders under their orders. That's why Pelosi said a few years ago, oh, I love MS-13. They're God's children. Because they're running the child kidnapping rings. They're running the slavery. They're doing it all. Dr. Darren Beatty is going to be joining us to talk about the globalist plan to trigger martial law through a civil war next hour, the latest on January 6th. The garbage subpoenas against us, and so much more. I meant to get to the footage, but I'll get to it after he leaves us on the shutdown of our energy. Because if you think last year you had energy problems, and last winter, I guess earlier this year, get ready because they're here to train you to not have gas, not have fuel, and not have so much more. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you about this, though. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points, and it's only running until the end of the month, and then our biggest sell of the year is over. Black Friday comes early. Already happened, but a lot of stuff was sold out. Now official Black Friday sale is here, and we're offering Vitamin Mineral Fusion 40% off, but we also have Prostaguard with very strong saw palmetto and a bunch of other key vitamins and minerals that are good, not just for your prostate. This is great for women as well. You know, even the government admits saw palmetto absolutely massively is a super powerful preventative for prostate cancer. What else do you think it does in the body? It's been sold out for 9 months because of the supply chain breakdowns. It's back in stock, 40% off. Again, everything free shipping. We also have Turbo Force back in stock, 40% off plus free shipping on Patriot points. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 40% off, 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has got that for the inflammation, your whole body. These are all key and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.